Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 6, Text Number 10. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Bhata Krishnam Visvaje.
Bhata Krishnam Visvaje.
Prani Pyo Pya Ipsita.
Prani Pyo Pya Ipsita.
Yankina Kyasupit Prishta.
Yankina Kyasupit Prishta.
Taskarak Sevako Vani.
Taskarak Sevako Vani.
Translation. Money is so dear that one conceives of money as being sweeter than honey. Therefore, who can give up the desire to accumulate money, especially in household life? Thieves, professional servants, or soldiers, and merchants try to acquire money even by risking their very dear lives.
Kuno arthatishnang bisijet pranim pobija ipsitaha. Jang kinasi asubhi preshthai staskara sevaka bhane. So, the beginning of instruction was kaumarang acharis pragya dharman bhava. This material world beginning, those are not trained, beginning is hankering after union for sex and pungsangasya mishniva. This is the material world attraction. And when they are united, the attraction increases. We have already discussed. In this way, our attraction for material wealth, atagriha, chitra, sutapta vittai. In this way, material position, material facilities, we increase. Modern civilization is that. That simply increasing material wants. The process is pravritti reshang bhutanam nirvittesu mahaphalam. Natural tendency is, because we have come to enjoy this material world, conditioned soul means we wanted to enjoy this material world, not to serve anyone. Although our constitutional position is to serve, but artificially, we want to give up service and we want to enjoy, that is, material disease. So gradually, if we want to material, enjoy material world, then we require money. Money is the biomedia for enjoyment of material world. People are working so hard, day and night, just to get money, because money is the source or the means of sense enjoyment. That is the disease, sense enjoyment. But actually, our life, especially the human life, we should be sober to understand. That has already been explained by Prahlad Maharaj, that this sense enjoyment, it can be obtained in any form of life. Sukham andriyakam jatra daitya deha yogena dehina. Just this morning, we are discussing about mosquito. The mosquitoes are so teeny, a little slap immediately finished. But he has got all the facilities of sense enjoyment. We have to study nature in this way. You'll find so many different varieties of insects come in light. In your country, it is not so, but in our country, tropical climate, there are hundreds and thousands of varieties of insects. They come. There are 1,100,000 varieties of insects. Jarajana ulakkhani savara lakkhavinshati. Krimayo rudra sankaka. Krimaya means insects. They are 1,100,000 varieties. How many you have seen? But there are so many. So you'll find they have got all equipment for sense gratification. Even the smallest, fullest of like insect. So we are discussing about the mosquito. Mosquito, as soon as he sits down any part of your body, immediately he injects his that nozzle, and within a second sucks the blood. Immediately. And if you allow 2 seconds, then his belly is filled up with blood. Just see the facility. So this life, this mosquito life is that there was strong desire to drink blood. So nature has given the facility, all right. But the body is very, very small. The mosquito, the body would have been very large, then it will kill every man. So he has been offered very small, teeny body, so that his desire is to suck blood, but it cannot suck blood very much. The mosquito, bugs, there are so many. This is called adhibhautik. Adhibhautik means we are troubled by other living entities. These bugs, these mosquitoes, and many others. Just like you are passing on the road, a dog comes, barks. So this is called adhibhautik, adhyatmik, pertaining to the body, mind, and other living entities, and adhidaivik, offered by nature. They are always trouble. So the point is that actually we do not require things for sense gratification, this especially in this human form of life, that we have enjoyed. Even the mosquito is also enjoying, the bug is also enjoying. The arrangement is so nice by nature's arrangement. Prakitekriyamalani, gunai karvani sarvasa. Everyone has got the facilities for sense enjoyment. Why not human being? Human being is developed consciousness, he has got better facilities, but he human being's business is not to indulge in sense gratification. Sukham adhigam daitya deha yogena dehina sarvatra labhati daivat yatha dukkham ajasnatah. This is in his time. So don't waste your time. Don't waste your time, the valuable time. Prahlad Maharaj's instruction is very nice. If you simply waste your time simply for sense gratification, it is waste time. What is that? But tasya prayasa na kartavyam, for sense gratification do not endeavor. Tasya tat prayasam na kartavyam jato ayurvayam param. If you simply waste your time for sense gratification, then your valuable life, the time, duration of your life is being wasted. Because you have already one standard of your sense gratification that is arranged by nature, by God. Be satisfied with that. Do not try to develop. The modern civilization is how to develop the facility of sense gratification. This is modern civilization. For spiritual life, this should be. Rather, whatever facilities we have got, we have to curtail, not to increase. That is Krishna consciousness. Just like Goswami, they were ministers, but when they went to Vrindavan, they curtailed. Nidra ahara vihara kadi vijito, curtailing the hours of sleeping, the quantity of eating, and eating, there was no question. So nidra, this is spiritual life. This is called tapasya. Tapo dibbanga putra kajina suddheta satya. Spiritual life means purifying our existence. Unless we purify our existence, if we keep ourselves in the material condition, then we have to accept birth and death repeatedly. But human life is the opportunity that we can purify our existence. Sarvapadhi vinirmuktam tatparatena nirmalam. We have to become purified. Nirmalam means completely purified. That is the mission of human life. Tapo dibbam, purify. Why purification required? Because we are after happiness. That is our nature. Anandamaya abhyasat. Everyone, we want happiness. But we are so blind that happiness in the material world is faced with so many other troubles. Just say, I want to be happy, I am sitting peacefully, the mosquito will come and disturb me. The bugs will come and disturb me. The dogs will come disturb me, and so many other. There will be some earthquake will disturb me. There will be some storm will disturb me. There will be some fever disturb me. Some calamity will disturb me. So, because all these disturbances are, this is nature's. Devijesa gunavai mamumaya durutraya. That Maya is always ready to disturb us. Because to remind us that you want to be happy in this material world, that is not possible. I shall disturb you always, in this way and that. That we have got eyes to see, that we are being disturbed. But if we want undisturbed happiness, then we have to purify our. It is for our interest. To become Krishna conscious means that is our interest. Krishna doesn't want that you become Krishna. Krishna wants. But if you do not become Krishna conscious, he has nothing to do. But if we do not become Krishna conscious, it is our chance is lost. This is the problem. When Krishna comes, and he advises sarva-dharmān parityajya māmekaṁ saraṇaṁ braja. It is for our interest. If we do that, then we become happy, because we want happiness. So, little tapasya. It's like if you want to cure, your feverish condition, you have to accept some rules and regulations ordered by the physician. If we want to cure Bhavaushadhi, so simple thing, tapodipanga putrakajino suddheta satya, little tapusha, it is not very difficult, but if we undergo a little tapusha, no illicit sex, no meat eating, no gambling, no interest, little. It's not very. Now, those who have given up these bad habits, they are not dying for want of this. But this little tapasya, tapasya, brahmacharyena, otherwise our propensity for sense gratification will increase, and for satisfying our sense gratification, we require money. And for money, they are risking their life. Yesterday, our Pradyumna was speaking about the description of the factory. For some money, they are going to the factory, hellish life. Much money required, never mind hellish life. Going underneath the mine, at any moment, the mine may collapse. We risk life, especially here it is given that Taskara Sivaka Bonik. Taskara means thieves. They risk their life, enter into the house of another rich man, and he can shoot him immediately. There is dog, so many, but he risks his life for money. Taskara, Taskara means thieves. Burglar, they risk their life. And sevaka, sevaka, as soon as we become servant of some materialistic person, he will extract as much as possible service in the factory. That is also very risky. We are not happy. Sevaka. And bonik, bonik means merchant. Savai Bonik, they also risk their life in European colonization. How much they risk life when the Americans came here? How much they risk their life? So, because you require money, we have to risk our life in so many ways. So, the best thing is that we have to minimize our wants. We should be satisfied with the javadatta prayana, as little as possible. Not that we shall starve, that is not recommended. But don't increase. So here in New Vrindavan, we are trying to establish an ideal life. Plain living and advance in Krishna consciousness, that is real business. The people, they do not know that Krishna consciousness business is essential, imperative, we must take to it. Nati vidu sata gati vishnu. They do not know it. Durasayaji bahirattamani. Out of false hope, they are trying to be happy materially. Bahiratman. Bahi means external. External means this body. I am so, I am within this body. Dehinasmindathadehi. So, real I am within the body. But because we are misled, we are thinking, I am this body. Just like this shirt and coat, if I think, I am this heart, I am this coat. That is misleading. Actually not. I am within this heart and coat. So this requires knowledge. We get this knowledge that this body is not all in all. There is soul. As soon as the soul is out of the body, It is a lump of matter. But in spite of all our experience, we are interested only with this body. This is called ignorance. We know, we are seeing every day, we are reading in the Shastra, everything, but still we are attached to this body and sense gratification. That is spoiling our life. We should be interested, as spiritual aham brahmasmi, as for my business is how to get out this entanglement of repetition of birth and death and be situated in our original spiritual life, eternal life, blissful life, that is our aim should be. But unfortunately, there is no such education. So in our Krishna consciousness movement, we are trying to give this education, standard education, Srimad Bhagavatam, anartha upasamam sakshat bhakti yogam madhukkaji. Lokasya janata vidyan chakri satata sanghita. Poor people, they do not know what is their self-interest, what is the aim of life. Therefore, Vyasadeva, he is called Vidwan. Vidwan is very learned. He has compiled this Shastra. Anartha, unnecessarily, once we have increased, now we, instead of wasting our time for increasing our unnecessary needs of life, we shall be satisfied with the bare necessities of life. Eating, sleeping, mating, we can minimize it. But don't say that you starve, you keep your body uncomfortably and then fall sick, and then your Krishna consciousness business is happened. No. Javadartha prayana, anasaktasya vishaya. Don't be attached to sense gratification. Satisfy senses as little as possible, which is essential, needed. It is not stalked. Nirbandhe Krishna, anasaktasya vishayan jatharama pujanja. Don't be attached to the sense gratification. Just like eating, it is also a kind of sense gratification to satisfy the tongue, satisfy the belly. But eating is also necessary if we want to maintain our body. And with the body you have to execute Krishna consciousness. Without maintaining the body or disturbing the body, we cannot. So everything can be adjusted. That is Krishna consciousness education. And we are trying to establish an ideal colony in New Vrindavan and other places. So I am very glad that we, in spite of all difficulties, we are trying to. But do it nicely, plain living, high thinking, that is required. It is not necessary that unnecessarily we increase objectives of sense gratification and be entangled. Minimize it and live peacefully, chant Hare Krishna. Thank you.